This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Farm Show on this Tuesday morning, we'll continue our conversation from yesterday with Don Schaefer, the Executive Director of the Midwest Truckers Association. We discussed a couple of different things, one of which was the emergency weight limit restrictions being waived by the governor a few weeks ago. And Don explains.
Well, we talked about a couple of things. You know, there had been a petition and the a request to the governor's office on this harvest emergency. Number one, the harvest emergency was granted by the governor's office, allowing a 10% variance in axle and gross weights for those who are hauling grain from the field. Not a big issue downstate, really. I mean, there are still spots where we've got people who haven't got crops out of the field. The waiver granted by the harvest emergency waiver granted by the governor really helps a lot of people north of like Peoria. Just had a ton of rain in the month of October and haven't been able to get stuff out of the field. So anytime they get a window to be able to get crop out of the field, this gave them the opportunity to haul up to 88,000 pounds and up to 22,000 pounds on an axle. The big thing is that that's only used good for state highways, but if you're going to haul on local roads, and most everybody is, then you got to check with your township road commissioner, or check with your county highway engineer.
That's what I was just about to ask. If the county road commissioner has precedence over this or not?
Well, yes, he does. I mean, because the governor's declaration is good only on state highways and state and federal highways. It does not include the interstate, but it does include, like, Route 16 and Route 51, Illinois Route 4.
127.
Yeah, all these routes.
48.
Right. And those are good for that. But once you get off of those roads and you get onto township or county highways, check with the township road commissioner and check with the county highway engineer to make sure that you can haul that.
One other thing we wanted to talk about, and I guess it's not too early, the truck show.
You know, it's hard to believe, but here we're working, full steam ahead, putting together, the program and everything for the Midwest Truck Show, Midwest Truck and Trailer Show. We've got a great lineup coming up for that first weekend in February 2nd and 3rd in Peoria. Exhibitors, got a lot of new exhibitors. We've been trying to make more space in there because we need more space. The response has been outstanding in terms of exhibitors. We do have some new ones out there, and we're moving things around. So we're planning, real hard to get that in there. A couple things we're going to do this year is that we're going to add technical sessions to a lot of the meetings that go on with the convention, the Midwest Truckers Association Convention, which is held in conjunction with the Midwest Truck and Trailer Show. The technical sessions, everything from, dealing with brake seminars and these types of things that would give a lot of our members and a lot of the general public, I mean, the truck operators who still like to work on their trucks and do a lot of work, the simple stuff. They can still do simple stuff, in their barn or shed or whatever. The big stuff, you take it to the big dealer and he computer programs it, and that's about how that works. But still a lot of people do a lot of brake work and those types of things, so we're going to have technical sessions on that. A lot of people need certifications, and especially for brakes. And we're going to try to have that set up so they can be a certified brake inspector when they get done. And that's important for a lot of guys.
Something else you have there that I really enjoy is you have a state police troopers there that they go over what they look for when they do an inspection.
Yeah, one of the neat things they do on both Friday and Saturday of the show, and they do it all during the day, both days, is that they'll do it like a mock truck inspection. What we do is that we get a truck that's been road hard, it's got a lot of miles on it, and bring it in. It's like it's been traded in, it's an old trade-in. Put it out there on the floor of the show, And state police go over it, and they do a great job because they show you, here's what we're looking for. And they'll do what's basically a level one truck inspection. Level one is the, you know, and you know exactly what it is. It, you know, they check everything out. They'll check brakes, lights, they'll look for cracks in windshields, they'll look at headlights, they'll look, make sure a fire extinguisher's in there, they'll check the brakes, they'll check the pole, you know, all that kind of stuff. And they go through it with a fine-tooth comb. And they'll show people what is and what is not,
what's not acceptable.
What doesn't work. Yeah. And it's great because they'll sit there and they'll answer questions. Guys love to talk to the cops when it's not their truck and it's not on the roadside. And the cops love to do it too because, they'd rather get a, truck that's, got a clean bill of health and you can go on your merry way because every truck driver wants a clean inspection. It looks good because it shows up on your safety record, and that's really important. So we do that, we do the technical sessions. Another great thing, we have a good time, is the Trucker's Pride Truck Beauty Contest. That ends up being down to the final 25 to 27 trucks that, have been nominated for a, Pride and Polish show is the best way to put it. Shiny trucks, beautiful trucks, customized. Some are work trucks, some are show trucks. And actually, we bring those trucks in, bring them in a day early so that they can spend the entire day before the show opens getting them ready. And they always hope that the weather's good because they don't want to have to go driving through salt and, in a bad snowstorm. And we've had that in the past, but, this gives them an opportunity, to show off their truck. And, and it's fun,
Thanks again to Don Schaefer, the Executive Director of the Midwest Truckers Association, for joining us on the Farm Show on this Tuesday morning. Reporting for Katie Wilson, I'm Randy Prangy.